Yo, what's going on, everybody? This week, we have a good old-fashioned power hour for you. If you've noticed, if you go through the feed, somewhere along the line, power hours devolved from case files into just their own type of, their own avenue. So pretty much from here on forward, we're just going to be naming them power hour number 10, 11, 12, so on. So it's kind of its own show inside the show. Reason being, two reasons. First reason, sometimes when you talk conspiracies for too long, you need a little break and you just need to have a couple beers and relax. Reason number two is it gives us a chance to read everyone's questions, ask us anything. It's going to be more of an interactive show instead of just researching one topic. With that being said, you know how it goes. This is Power Hour number 11 with Zell, Braden, and Andrew. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Welcome to Alien Theorists Theorizing Power Hour! Woo! Woo! In studio, crushing some beers with the boys. Cheers,
all right,
boys.
All right.
And I'll drink one for Andrew. Yep.
Thank you.
We were saying, I posted a picture from your little soiree.
Yeah.
And our fans are so funny. There is like, someone was like, hey, I recognize that one guy from IMDb.
That's so fucking gold.
That's fucking hilarious. But then like, I told that story about how I fuck with people and zoom in on their faces.
Yeah.
And someone did that to me in the comments.
Oh, man, that was good.
And I was looking and I was like, motherfucker, Andrew Val. I was like, this piece of shit. And I was like, oh, I guess. Taste my own medicine. And then someone else was like, okay, little backstory. I had to drive through the night to get to that party and I hadn't slept in like 40 hours. I felt like a bag of shit. And someone like zoomed in on my face and was like, when the bag you're holding bursts and you're starting to feel the effects.
That's because that's what you said on the last episode.
And then that's how I looked. So it's fucking
the bag he's holding in his asshole.
Did you hear that this guy's comment? I posted that ask me anything.
Yeah.
And he said, listen to this. First, just want to say you guys run a podcast. Keep it up.
Did he correct himself after?
Way later. I'd already read it once. Yeah. First off, just want to say you guys run a podcast. Keep it up. But to the point, what is your guys' takes on the likely possibility of a dominant species in the cosmos being artificial life?
I think isn't that the pinnacle of evolution?
Isn't that one of the beliefs is that other species are aware of predatory...
The forerunners.
Yeah.
We're aware.
Yeah.
Of the flood.
Yeah, and so they keep quiet. They don't
they don't broadcast into space.
Like we do.
All the time, on every frequency.
You know what we have to do? We have to do a cheers for the Mars rover. Fucking ended his life. I had read...
You gotta pour a little out for him.
Yeah, I'm gonna pour a little into my mouth.
There you go.
I'd read the last thing that it sent back to Earth was, my battery's running low and it is getting dark. I was that is the fucking saddest shit, man.
That's so sad.
Imagine we just don't understand... Like digital consciousness, and it actually it feels something in a different way, so it just types out.
And you're just like a dumb machine.
But we think it just learned it from because we programmed it, but really just learned it on its own.
It's like, it's getting dark.
Oh, that's fucking sad.
My battery is running low. It's getting dark.
It's all alone. Cheers to the Mars rover.
Mars rover.
14 years. They only wanted it to do like 90 days or some shit.
So yeah, they were hoping if it got 90 days, it was a success.
Pretty good.
Dun, 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 dun. Mars rover.
Yeah, good time. So should we announce this? Should we make an announcement?
Doo-doo. Wait, well, technically that's not official.
No, it's pretty...
We haven't signed anything.
Well, it's pretty official. We'd have to fuck it up pretty big and forget to sign this.
Now, the only way we could fuck it up is if they actually listened.
Fair. That's a very fair point.
Who lives in Los Angeles? Who's going to Alien Con? Alien Theorist Theorizing panel at Alien Con live power hour.
Woo! Woo!
Right into the microphone.
We have no idea what we're going to do yet, but it's going to be good. We're thinking a live podcast.
So,
just the same kind of thing we do, but maybe some of our hits, our golden oldies.
Yeah, we'll put on a live show of some type. But last year we went there and there was a couple like just bad slots.
Yeah.
So we emailed him like, hey, like we were there last year and like there was a couple slots, only had like 10 people. It's like, we can get at least
15.
At least 15 people.
Yeah. We could, I think we could do a pretty entertaining hour. So don't buy tickets yet because AlienCon's going to send your boys some promo codes, that you can use on the website to get deals and discounts on weekend passes. But we want everyone there. We're going to try to plan some sort of meet and greet or maybe something at a bar unofficial after party. And Alien Theorists might not be there, but Braden, Zell, and Dan and Andrew will be there.
As individuals.
Having a good time.
So you can draw from that what you will.
Yeah. It's going to be a really fun weekend. It's going to be really special. It's going to be a kind of a culmination of...
That may or may not have something to do with what we have to sign.
Yeah. But
cannot confirm nor deny.
We'll see. We might have some surprises. We might have some other guests with us. We might have some, maybe we'll have some t-shirts to shoot out of a cannon or something.
We're going to have giveaways.
Oh, 100%.
At least 5 things.
If people aren't there to be interested in what we have to say, they're going to be at least interested in the swag we're hurling out every 3 minutes to keep them hooked.
Buying fans, free clothes, stickers.
Well, you should just have a fucking contest, and whoever wins the contest gets 5 free chops on Braden's chest.
Oh,
right in front of everybody.
You know what I want to see? That just reminded me, the chops just reminded me of one, wasn't there a bet one time, something about you and Mr. Conspiracy, we're supposed to have a wrestling match. You guys remember what that was about?
Let me tell you something, brother. About me and Mr. Conspiracy. We have so many ongoing bets, and we bet each other the dumbest shit at all times that it is impossible to limit me to one stupid bet that I've had with him.
But is any of those bets as good as the time that Zelly and Mr. Conspiracy had a bet to see who could get the drunkest in Mexico?
Oh.
That was a good time.
That was phenomenal.
That
was so good.
That was really good because...
Quick backstory.
Yeah.
All the boys were in Mexico for one of those all-inclusive trips. And there's this one special night, big party. Me and Mr. Conspiracy had been drinking most of the day already, since about 10. This must have been, I don't know what time is it, 3 or 4? And that was the deal. Mr. Conspiracy, I bet you I can get drunker than you. And he's like, fuck you, man. I'm getting drunker than you. Took it to the max.
Oh yeah. The best part about it was I was playing fucking both sides. Every chance I got, I'd come up and be like, hey,
he's drunker than you,
Zell,
idiot.
Zell, I just saw Conspiracy at the bar. He just fucking had 5 shots of whiskey, man. Dude, he's way drunker than you.
You two were throwing drinks in each other's face and shit.
No, that was me and Conspiracy.
Oh dude, it was
We ripped each
sloppy.
Other's shirts off.
Yeah, you guys pulled my shirts off too.
We pulled some people who didn't want their shirts off.
Yeah, that was 100%. It was bad. That was fucking
I liked
bad.
How if when we for a while there when we all had our shirts off, we looked like the Cubano Pete's.
Yeah. They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play my maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom.
That was the biggest surprise, but like you're like, oh, this is kind of weird, but at the same time, looks really good.
Yeah, fucking right.
We got a question from Cowrex. Would you rather fight 100 Canadian geese-sized Apollo Creeds or one Apollo Creed-sized Canadian goose?
Wait,
well, that's
so
a fucking tough
a whole
one.
Bunch of tiny Apollo Creeds?
Yeah, like the size of a Canadian goose, little Apollo Creed. I know 100.
Or one Canadian goose the size of Apollo Creed.
Yeah. Dude, I'm talking 100 because you could punt them. You could just be like coming in like fucking Sauron. You're swinging a
if
cleaver.
If you're fighting one Canada goose the size of Apollo Creed, you're getting fucked up. Because one of those little fucks can take you down, no problem.
Yeah, they can break your arm and shit.
They're little powerful little birds. They fly for like, 5,000 kilometers at a time?
Buddy, all you got to do is last fucking the entire rounds with Apollo Creed and he'll just fucking pass out.
Dances.
Like that's what you watch. If anybody watched what Rocky did, that's how he won. He just had to outlast him.
These geese are just pecking you.
Yeah. And you just last.
You hold it.
Whereas that fucking, that's like a, realistically, that's like a raptor sized fucking Canada goose.
It's a 6-foot Canada goose.
Yeah, fuck
with
that.
That beak is going to be a foot long.
They're so mean.
It'll probably just peck right through your body.
Oh,
just
fuck
bam.
That. No.
Oh, dude. And okay, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, brothers.
Yeah.
That should be a thing if we ever do live shows. Anytime I say, let me tell you something, everyone has to yell, brother!
Oh, that'd be unreal.
Remember that because we'll forget.
Yeah. Playing puck out in the pond, as a good old Canadian boy would.
Yep.
When your puck would go way out into the boonies where the geese would sit and you'd have to go skate out there, they'd turn and fucking hiss at you. And
it was a standoff.
You had a stick and you wanted nothing to do with these fucking
no,
things.
No, fuck
man.
Those things, man.
They're fucking mean. Their necks all get all long and they do that weird walk toward you.
They're raptors. Those yeah. are yeah, raptors, up, man. Canadian raptors.
Descendant of raptors, right?
Yeah, that's Canadian that's raptor. Say. Fuck that.
Fuck those little pieces
Shooter!
Of shit. I'd do 100 Apollo Little Apollo Creed.
Oh, fucking punt those little bastards.
Well, I'd walk in and punt like 30 of them, just like boom. That'd be, I think, the funnest thing is just booting.
No, you know what?
That's when you bring in the hockey stick.
It's a question of what would you rather fucking do, but at the end of the day, it's pretty much what would you rather get your ass kicked by? Because none of us are taking either of those.
So let me tell you something, brothers. After this Power Hour, we're doing something a little special. So if you're a Patreon supporter and you've listened to our original podcast, What's the Meaning of This? We got some of the old boys coming back in studio in a couple hours.
The OGs.
OG. What's the meaning of this? We're going to record What's the Meaning of This 11. We got
3 years after the release
made,
of number 10.
We made 10? What's yeah. the meaning
was
of this?
Was it 10
this?
Or 9?
Oh, we're just calling it 11.
Oh, that's 11. Fucking
whatever
crazy.
It is.
And Joe Brown's here, and we're going to run some of these
hypotheticals.
Would you rather Joe Brown?
I can't
the
believe
most
I'm
analytical
gonna,
thinker.
I can't believe I'm gonna miss that. That fucking breaks
wait,
my heart.
Wait.
Let me get this straight. Oh, it's gonna be great. So if you're a Patreon, I don't know. Maybe we'll release a snippet for people. I don't know. Probably so, Patreon only.
So I feel
it's not
like
gonna be great.
No,
I feel like I have to come clean about something.
Let's hear it.
So I was getting ribbed about my self-proclaimed nickname, the fucking Lebanese mongoose.
Oh yeah,
which. You know what I mean?
Can I tell you something? We all knew it wasn't going to be a cool story. In the
yeah, well,
beginning.
That's
you were
the
only
worst
one
part.
That really was like,
I was,
I'm a cobra. I'm immune to venom. I'm so cool.
No. I love mongooses. I've fucking seen every documentary. I love it.
Wicked new tattoo.
I got a fucking, there's a mongoose on my shoulder. That's how much I love these fucking things.
Yeah.
Okay. So when my rugby coach started calling me the Lebanese mongoose, I could not have been more flattered. I'm like, these are tenacious little fuckers just like me. Perfect. So we had a little soiree. Drinks were involved and he came and grabbed me. He's like, hey, fucking mongoose, puts his arm around me and stuff. And I was like, coach, I just, you know, I'm just curious. I was getting bugged the other day and I'm like, I just want to know where, you know, I want to know why you started calling me the mongoose. And I was really ready for him to say, well, cause you're really fast and you're tenacious and mean. And he's like, no, man. He's like, back in the day, have you ever seen the show MASH? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, why? And he's like, don't you remember that fucking guy that used to dress up like a chick? And I'm like, like Klinger? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, like why? Like, yeah. And he's like, they used to call him the Lebanese mongoose. I'm like, oh sweet.
Sweet.
Right on. So not that there's anything wrong with dressing up like a woman or anything like that, but that's where
but
the Lebanese
I have
mongoose
had you
comes from.
Tell me numerous times of you having to wear Lululemons in a pinch. So
that's true. That's true. I had to do a fitness test in Lululemons the other day. So that was
Lebanese mongoose.
I did look good in them though. I filled them out. I'm, you know what I mean? If I had to put them on again, I wouldn't be too upset.
Is it weird that I just want to try a pair on and see how good my butt looks?
Oh, buddy.
Not weird at all.
Listen, as soon as you put them on, you instantly want to do the fucking Flanders. I'm serious. You instantly want to do the Flanders. Feels like I'm wearing nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
I've always like questioned because I'm like, I kind of got a big butt, but I'm like, I wonder if it's one of those big butts where you're like, oh yeah. Or if it's like a big butt where you're like, ugh.
No, because those pants make those girls that have those butts look really good.
It's true.
There's also a type of butt that there's nothing you can do with.
No, I'm telling you, man.
There's always some type of garment that can fix any butt.
We got another question from Three-Eyed. Do you think that mercenary guy at Alien Inn worked for Area 51? Because that was really weird and interesting.
It was definitely crossed my mind.
It crossed my mind when we were there. He was so out of place. And he said to Zell,
when I was like, hey, what do you guys see out here? He was like, I see stuff all the time. Yeah. He said it really weird. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. All the time.
That sounds kind of like fucking Matthew McConaughey. Yeah.
A little bit.
You know what I mean? All right, it was kind of like that. All right.
Dude, Case, did we tell you this story?
Okay. No, I have heard I didn't even listen to the podcast because I'm like, I'm too fucking, I had way too much FOMO.
Yeah, you missed out. Quick rundown because I don't want to retell the story that we've already told. We went to Area 51. We go to this cafe that's there, like in this town. There's this old lady tells us don't fuck around. Don't be stupid. And like really like sketches us out. We leave. We come back. She's like, oh good, you came back. She leaves. It's her restaurant. There's pictures of her and her daughter and her husband, who's now dead, all over the walls. As she leaves, this guy comes out with a slick back haircut, like high and tight, tatties arms.
Do you know what happened to her husband?
Totally looks out of place. He's like kind of short with us. Like he looks like a fucking movie mercenary.
100%.
Cool. So he's a badass.
As soon as I seen him, I went straight to Jurassic Park 3 when they go to the island, when the guy's got the big 50 gallon and he gets eaten.
Yeah.
So that's what he looked like.
Yeah.
So we think he may have worked for Area 51. I don't see why not. If they're working, there's nothing there. I'm telling you that those guys, I bet that old lady knows most of the security guards by name because they probably come in because there's nothing else to fucking do.
They probably come in for lunch all the time. If there is security, if people stop there, I guarantee they're listening to that place.
Oh,
or monitoring. 100%. Monitoring for sure.
Dude, just with how Chris, Jess, and Cole, how they got fucking stopped as we were talking about, like, they were leaving and shit.
This is what you gotta do. Go there. You know?
And then they got blocked before they could even get close. Like, 100%. They're bugging that fucking restaurant.
Fuck.
But yeah, that was fucking cool. You missed out. You did miss out.
I know I missed out. I fucking know. You don't have to fucking.
I was bozoed the entire weekend.
Yeah.
Here's this fucking thing.
Correct.
Here's the situation. You want to know what I was doing while you guys were there?
Oh, yeah. Tell some.
Do you
want to
know?
Stories.
Yeah. Here's a story.
Okay, tell some stories.
Okay, so. Set the scene.
No, okay, set it.
Middle of the fucking day. Middle of a nice, beautiful, sunny day, Vancouver.
I can picture it.
I'm working downtown, right? Call comes up on the little computer in an ambulance. Boop, boop. You're going code 3, which is lights and sirens, to 123 West Pender Street.
Okay.
This address means nothing to me because I don't fucking know anything about Vancouver, right?
Is that downtown? Nothing.
Yeah.
Pender Street, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, great. We'll go cruising. We're cruising. Usually we get a nice little synopsis of what's going on, right? You're like, oh.
23-year-old male, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly, right? We get man down.
Oh, shit.
At an address. You're like, well, that's a little bit weird, right? Like, so we go flying there and, you know what I mean? There's like 122, 124, 125. As we're going, we're like, oh, fuck, where is this? You know what I mean? So we stopped the ambulance and right where there should be like 123, there's these just like giant black, like foreboding doors, like these just giant, right? And I'm like, what the fuck, right? And it's a man down. So you got to take it a little, you know, you put a little pep in your step. We got to go figure out what's going on. So I'm like, it's got to be it. You know what I mean? It looks like it's like a business, but there's no fucking signage. There's no nothing. So I'm like, okay, whatever, right? Rap on the door. Bop, bop, bop. And like, these doors are like, just to give you an idea, like these are the type of doors you'd think where like a fucking little thing would slide open and you'd see
and
some
guy,
eyes and they'd be like,
what's the password?
What's the password? See? Huh? Right? And I'm like, fuck. Like, you know what? So I'm rapping on this door and then the door slowly slides open and this fucking guy like sticks his head out and the guy looks exactly like the fucking dean from Community.
like, oh, hey, guys, like, just come right in. Like,
you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, like, okay. Cool. So in my head, immediately, I'm like, obviously, there's nothing wrong. This guy's in perfectly good, chipper, happy mood, or bad stuff happens all the time here, and he's not shook at all by it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's totally used to bad shit happening, or everything's fine. So as we're walking in, I'm like, you know, I'm looking around. I'm like, this place is actually nice. Like, it looks like it's like, as we're walking in, I'm like, this is like an expensive men's health club.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's fucking jack dudes walking by in towels and.
No.
You know what I mean? And then next thing you see, a couple fucking Tony Sopranos walking by. You know what I mean? And I'm like, where the fuck are we? And the guy's like, it's just down the stairs to the left. So we're like, okay, cool.
Is that when you started hearing that?
I'm not even fucking exaggerating. That's exactly what happens. Okay.
This sounds like there's a Blade party.
Okay.
Happening.
Out of nowhere.
That's
fucking
Blade for sure.
Blade. As we come through these fucking doors.
Scream.
And I'm here. You just instantly have this smell of like eucalyptus and like menthol, right?
Yeah.
As there's these old dudes just blowing by you like they got to get the fuck out of here. Like there's some pep in their step, right? And as I'm walking by, I can see my partner. He's kind of like looking around. And this hallway is just like, as far as you can see, there's these flat screen TVs. Like you're at like a pub, like a sports bar. You know how they
TVs
just
everywhere.
Covered. There's all these fucking flat screen TVs and there's just techno blaring. And I'm like walking and you know what I mean? I got a job, dude. I'm not looking at fucking TV. But my partner kind of like gives me a weird look and I like look over and I'm like, oh, that man has his penis in another man's mouth on this TV and on the other TV, this man's having some other type of
insertion
with a few other men. And I'm like, where the fuck am I? Like, what the fuck is happening? Right. So they bring us down this hallway and then we go through this door and it's like those fucking old mob movies that you've seen where there's all these old fat guys sitting in these like steam baths. Right. And I'm like, okay, somebody must have had a jammer in one of these baths, like whatever. Like, and they're like, no, we're keep on going. There's another level, man. So we go down another set of stairs and I'm like, oh my fucking God. Like, where are we going? And all you can hear is this screaming. So I'm like, okay, he's
sex dungeon.
I'm like, he's obviously alive because he's screaming. No big deal. We get there. We open the doors. And there's this fucking 300-pound naked man on top of this 100-pound maybe fucking little guy. And the little guy is screaming. He's screaming. And I'm like, hey, just hold on. Like, and I go up and I go to check the pulse on the big guy because he's not responding. Well, he's fucking no pulse. He's dead.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. So we got to fucking, we're trying to like wrench this fucking guy off of this little guy that's on the ground.
Please don't tell me you're having to wrench him out of him as well.
100%.
Oh,
100%.
No.
And so I'm talking.
So he's face down.
He's fucking sweaty and disgusting. Like lubed up. And I'm like trying to grab these fucking arms and I can't like, oh yeah, just sliding right off this guy. We finally get a grip of him, flop him over. Buddy gets up, takes off out the doors. And I'm like, I was like, grab the AED. I'm like, we got to start working this guy.
Attach the pants.
So my partner's fucking doing CPR. I'm grabbing the fucking AED. And like, I'm trying to stick these fucking pads on the guy. You can't because he's got so much hair on him and he's so slippery. I had to pull out a little razor and I'm shaving this fucking guy's chest. Like, it was the fucking worst thing ever.
Jesus.
Not to mention the entire time he had a giant erect penis. The whole fucking time.
He's going rigor mortis now?
Oh, man. No, rigor doesn't set in for a while. Oh, okay. But he's like rigor fucking Viagra.
So when
like,
you die, your boner stays, what you're saying?
No, he had just died, right?
Right.
So it was like fresh fucking wood.
Viagra wood.
Oh. Yeah, like, and I'm like,
did you get him back?
We're trying to put fucking towels on it to like cover it up because you're doing CPR and it's going fucking like this. Like, it was horrifying.
Did you get him back?
Horrifying. Did you get him back? Of course.
Okay. Do you think that's a high now that he's like,
oh, I died doing it.
I need to fucking.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, he's like, I saw the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Man. It was super.
You brought him
up.
Back. Yeah, super, he's okay. Fucked up.
Well, I won't say that or not. I don't say. And all this stuff I'm talking about is all hypothetical.
Hypothetical, and
it happened to a friend of a friend of mine.
Friend of a friend. Friend, yeah.
Yep, 100%.
We all know that. Disclosure.
Yeah.
Hate to be that friend.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That friend isn't sleeping well. I'll tell you that much.
Get some questions. I like this one. Steven Estep. Why don't you guys do trailers for upcoming episodes yet? LOL. Because we don't record them far enough in advance. We don't even know what we're going to do.
Seems like too much work.
Dude, I'll tell you this. I was mentioning the Hysteria 51 boys and us. We've been trying to get a cross show going forever.
Forever.
And I couldn't remember why. They kind of chirped us because we hadn't been on their show. So I was like, no, fuck it. Let's do it. And then I instantly remembered why we can't ever get on their show. Because I messaged them and they're like, I was like, yeah, when do you want to do it? Like next weekend, weekend after? They're like, yeah, when we're booked till like May. And I was like, you book your, do you have your shows booked till May? I was like, fuck, man, we don't have our show for next Sunday booked.
Like, yeah, you don't even know what we're doing until
we're
like
off
20
cuff,
minutes before
man.
The podcast.
Oh, we're 1 week out.
Yeah.
What are we doing next week? This. Yeah, all right. Get going.
Yeah. Start working. So, that's why we don't do trailers. You know what we've talked about doing, though? We're going to start doing some trailers for some of our Patreon stuff. We've talked about doing that.
Yeah. It's an ad-free podcast. There's only two ways to make money on a podcast, ads or supporters.
And we want supporters.
We want supporters.
We fucking hate ads.
They suck.
So.
Supporters are beauties.
Yeah.
And when you support a show, you feel more connected to it. Isn't there like some science behind that?
Yeah, and I like that because our fans feel so fucking connected that they can just fucking make fun of us relentlessly.
Oh, yeah. Relentlessly.
On
oh, yeah.
all the fucking comments.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But they're comedians, though. Fucking comedians.
God forbid you ever get a picture taken of you at the gym without shoes on.
Holy
shit. Fuck, man. Like, what?
Like, just getting roasted. I loved it.
Oh,
well, it's
Jesus
funny
because
like, I love it when one of you guys is getting roasted and then the second I start getting roasted, I'm like, fuck these people.
Yeah, the fuck is this? You don't know me.
You don't know me.
You don't know me.
And then they're saying stuff where it's like, oh, shit, do they know me?
Yeah. That's way too accurate.
They know me pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's what happens when you listen to me talk for over 100 hours.
More questions? Are you on Facebook or Instagram?
Hey, I was on Facebook. This one's weird because I don't know when I ever did this. Henry Cage said, how does Braden do a spot on impressions? His Byron is perfect. When have I ever done a Byron?
I think you tried doing an Australian once.
It was probably just Byron in the fucking...
It was probably Byron was here. Byron was probably doing a Braden.
I'll be honest, because your accents fucking suck.
Yeah, they're not good.
I'm pretty sure some people have said before, like, Braden thinks... People think you're more than one character.
Yeah,
People thought you were Mr. Conspiracy at one time.
Yeah, I'm 100%.
I wouldn't be surprised if people think you're Byron.
I think sometimes people think I'm Mr. Conspiracy.
No, people have 100% come when we meet them in person. They're like... You do both voices, right?
And I'm
like,
really?
Yeah. And I'm like, no, he's a person. He's a real person. I am not Mr. Conspiracy.
It's legit. And then you're like, I go back and listen to a few of Mr. Conspiracy's on. I'm like, they're talking over each other. That'd be really impressive.
Yeah. That's some, what's the like,
ventriloquist shit.
They're fighting with each other right now. Like, how's that happen?
They're actually strangling each other right now in the studio.
Have people started writing fanfics about you yet?
Fanfiction about us?
I don't think so.
If they have, we haven't got it.
And I hope it's X-rated when we do get it.
We've got a lot of great fan art.
Yeah. Oh, fan art's great.
Haven't got any fan-made biographies yet.
Let me tell you, the fan art of Dan might be the most spot-on.
It's exactly Dan.
That is exactly
Dan. It's so funny.
The best part about that is because we're fucking talking in Discord one day about going to the Eye of the Sahara. And I was like, I made a joke about, you know what? If we're going, I'm bringing my hat and my whip like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And Dan's like, you'd be short round and I'd be indie. And I was like, I wrote back. I was like, Dan, I'm like, you look exactly like Sulla from fucking Indiana Jones. And then the person posted that picture.
Yeah.
It's fucking Sulla. I'm like, it's the
and
same.
And then you beat him out. Yeah. You're like,
right? Like, fuck you.
Dan. Let's make fun of Dan because he's not here to defend himself. This is.
Oh, man. That
yeah, Dan's
funny.
Out. Dan's not in the studio.
No, Dan knew we were going to be fast and loose, and he's like, you boys have a time.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to this shit.
Yeah. It's not structured. I'll see you on the next case file.
Dan's a beauty.
Fucking love
best
Dan.
Addition to the podcast. Don't let him know that.
Yeah, don't tell him.
We don't want his value to
He is this
he
podcast.
We don't want him to know.
Yeah, we can't inflate him.
Yeah, we can't inflate him. If anyone's listening to this, because Dan probably won't listen to this one just because it's just us. And I think he only likes listening to himself because then he learns some more things.
I said that wrong. I'll fix that for next time.
Yeah.
Oh, he takes notes on himself.
Yeah.
Critiques himself.
But be like, you know, every now and then throw a comment and be like, yeah, Dan, you know, you could really do it, Dan. Without Dan, it wouldn't change much.
Yeah, really.
Just to keep him deflated a little bit. Right?
Let the air out of the tires a bit.
Knock him down just enough to keep him, but not enough so he leaves.
Yeah.
It's like because
we don't want him to get too big where he thinks he can leave and be. We don't want him to be Freddie Mercury.
It's like when you date a girl that's hotter than you. You can't, you know what I mean?
Well, you gotta put her down.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
They're settlers and you're reaching. And you're
exactly.
Like,
yeah, we're the reachers. Yeah. Dan's the settler.
Exactly. You can't let them know that. That's the key.
Yeah.
You're really going to wear those shoes?
Dude, it would take one bigger podcast to be like, hey, Dan, would you like to be on a bigger show? And then we'd be like, oh, we're fucked.
We'll give you money.
Dad would never leave.
No, Dan loves the fucking
podcast. He loves the show.
And we love you, Dan.
Let me tell you something. Dan fucking... Before we started this podcast, when we lived in Thailand, all Dan listened to was conspiracy podcasts, and he would nonstop be like,
"This podcast sucks.
They're all shit, man." He's like, either the quality is so bad it's hard to listen to, or the people are so fucking crazy that I just
don't
want
to listen.
Listen to them at all.
So sometimes, like if I'm a last minute addition to a podcast, I like to do a little bit of homework, but I got to fit it in, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll listen to a podcast while I'm at the gym. You know what I mean? I can't. Every time I try to listen to a fucking conspiracy podcast to try and learn something, I shut it off halfway through because they're terrible.
There's good conspiracy podcasts.
There is good.
Then
ones.
I'm downloading all the wrong ones.
Yeah. As far as conspiracy podcast goes, ours is low on the list.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, maybe the quality and the comedic relief is higher. But there's some podcasts that are like, they know everything about conspiracy.
It's like all Dan's. It's
a bunch
crazy.
Of Dan just researching. Yeah. They're in.
And I would be into those ones. It's the ones with this fucking dry humor.
But a lot of times the ones who are like really into it sometimes don't have the best quality. It makes it hard to like...
Yeah.
If you get into it, you can listen and you're good. But if you're like just doing by first listen, you're like, no.
But, okay, we got another question here. Do you guys plan on coming to Western USA, Montana, Washington, Idaho, etc.? Caden Hitchens. Yeah, man, we've been planning. We want to do a Bigfoot camp at one time.
Hey, that's our neck of the woods. That's not that far.
Yeah. Fuck.
All those places are within 8 or 10 hours.
When are you thinking of coming to Western Canada, you little bitch? Well, how come we got to come to you?
Yeah, get up here.
No shit.
Fuck, demanding.
Fuck.
We've told you all we're from Kelowna.
Yeah.
It's not that far.
Yeah, it's probably, if you're in anywhere in Washington, it's under 10 hours probably.
If you're in Seattle, it's 6. If you're in Bellingham, it's 5.
Yeah.
If you're in Oroville, it's 2. So let's get up
here.
Yeah,
man, we can fucking dust off one of those little fold-out chairs and you can sit here and stare at us while we talk.
No, he sits on the outside. He looks through the glass. we've been planning. We want to do more. Alien Con, I think, is going to be the launching pad for us doing live shows. We're really going big off the start.
We're going to start on the biggest conference.
I would really love to do small brewery pubs or something. Right? A tasting room, an hour, and then we do just drinks after.
Well, we said when we get to a certain Patreon threshold, we're going to pursue live shows in the Pacific Northwest.
We're
so
getting very close
to
that.
Close.
Dude, because we could do an O'Flans show, like an O'Flans hour.
Like a local pub?
Well, I'm just saying, it doesn't have to be O'Flans.
But like a pub like that.
Yeah.
You get 40, 50 people.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be fun.
Drink some beers, and then we shoot the shit with some conspiracies.
Do a live, like something like this live.
Yeah.
Take questions. Make some jokes about podcasts.
I think we talk more conspiracies.
Yeah, we do like a case file, but then it'd be like both shows in one. You get like the show, and then we hang out and drink a few beers.
Oh, yeah, 100%. James Bell, if you are in a simulated reality, who do you think the programmer is, and who created that programmer? Oh Jesus.
We've gone down that rabbit hole.
Oh, man, that's a never-ending rabbit hole of us going through the next, we figured out that programmer, but who programmed him?
What was that, Case File 52?
52. Go listen to that one, man.
We went around for 2 hours in a circle.
Yeah, in a circle. So drunk. Yelling with Drew Baca.
Started off not that drunk. By about hour 1.5, we were just going back and forth.
Man, Drew Baca hit the fucking best theorizing jackpot coming on that one.
That was a great one.
That was the best theorizing one. Yeah. Fucking that guy's a beauty. Even my brother said he's a beauty.
You know, we have some other top tier Patreon supporters waiting and waiting, and
we got to get them on.
It's so hard.
It's hard.
We try and say like, come on this time, no one can. So I think what we're going to do, if you're a top tier supporter and you're listening right now, we're going to post like 1 week in advance. We're recording this night.
Who can come?
Who can come?
We also want to do Discord. So if you're a Patreon supporter, and if you're not, get on there.
Get on.
You can go on Discord. We're going to unlock a group chat, and we're going to have kind of like group theorizing sessions. We come on and we talk about a topic and just shoot the shit about it. I think that'd be pretty cool.
We're trying. We got a bunch of stuff on the
plans. The back burner here. 2021. That's
remember the year.
2021. I'm quitting my job. I'm going to do this full time. We'll see.
if the trend continues, you can
maybe
do it. If not, if we peak and that's over, we're done.
To be honest, I thought we were going to peak back at 300 listeners. So when Casewell 1 hit like 60 plays, I was like, oh, we peaked.
I remember thinking when we got to like 30, I was like, you know what? If we can get to 100, like call that the last one, I'm happy with that. That'd be sweet.
Man, last month, January, was a good month for the theorists for stats-wise.
It really renewed some goals. We're like, all right, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Man, you can just talk about anything.
Yeah, it was a big month, man. Big month.
Fun times.
What else we got? Have you heard of Odd Acres in the Ozarks? Check it out.
Is that the show, The Ozarks? Ozark?
Odd Acres?
That's a cool show.
Yeah, it's a really good show, but I haven't heard that. I don't know.
Odd Acres.
Odd Acres.
Andrew, you Googling Odd Acres?
Yes, sir.
Andrew's our young Jamie from Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah.
But he's on his phone. He can't do anything technical.
No, I'm fucking illiterate. I'm the worst person to be the young Jamie.
Abel Jimenez. Alien ghosts. Thoughts?
Same. One and the same.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Really? If ghosts and aliens are, if aliens are interdimensional, ghosts probably are too. It's probably something similar. I'm going with that. Ghost. Oh,
yeah. You want to know how good of a young Jamie I am?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I just keep finding fucking ads for dog kennels.
All right, so
I'm just going to put my phone away.
A good dog kennel.
Yeah,
in the Ozarks.
In the Ozarks.
Kennel in Indiana.
Christy Villardo Will you guys do more paranormal podcasts? Please, more Ouija board sessions. Love you guys.
Fuck that.
Bring Andrew.
Some chick commented on our thing. She's like, yeah, you guys should go to the haunted house, but only if Andrew comes. Why do you want to see me fucking miserable?
People want to see you squirm.
I squirm hard.
Yeah, he's a little baby.
I'm serious,
little
though.
Bitch.
Like, I don't know if I've talked about this yet, but you guys have all heard of Riverview, right? The old psych
the
hospital.
Insane asylum.
Oh, yeah.
In Coquitlam.
Yeah.
So one of our ambulance stations is on the property.
Oh, it's crazy.
It used to be the living quarters for the fire chief who hung himself in the basement.
The fire chief?
Chief. Oh. Who hung himself in the basement. I bet you during a night shift, we could sneak in and do a Ouija board in the basement where he hung himself.
You know what? That's funny that
you said it.
You said we're it because in. I'm like, I that'd be a hard sell for me because.
But by when I say we, I mean I can supervise.
Oh, the royal
you guys
of
can
like
get,
you guys
yeah,
and not me.
And you guys could
no.
possessed.
You said it.
Here's the
you're
thing.
You're in.
We've talked about doing another Ouija board session, but three things we wanted to do differently is we want someone to run us through. Because you can do like opening ceremonies kind of thing.
Well, like a person who does seances, like someone to lead the thing.
Yeah, lead the thing. We want to get a legit board and not a fucking Hasbro board.
Want something made with like real blood.
Yeah, or like a fucking, we talked about maybe trying to get our hands on a demon board.
Demon board would be cool.
And then doing it somewhere fucking that has some fucking spooky
Riverview
would be the that would be the place. But now we just need the other two things. But the problem is I think any legit person who leads these things would be like,
fuck you.
Don't do this here.
Yeah.
No, totally. Dude, my grandma used to work at Riverview and she told me stories.
What?
Like just bizarre fucking shit.
Creepy shit.
Yeah, man. It's fucking crazy. So,
also, I think we should do a case file on the true story behind True Detective season one. It's fucked.
I don't know the story
it's
behind
it. It's fucked. I'll send you guys all links.
Sure.
Yeah, it's okay. Really good.
I like those kind of true crime ones.
Paranormal and true crime, my favorite.
That's your jam.
Yeah, I love that shit.
Conspiracy and aliens, second tier.
Well, it's just because I'm a hater.
What do you each think believe happens after death?
I believe you get absorbed by the soil and get
your
grown
body
into.
Gets absorbed.
Yeah. Oh, your energy? What happens to your energy?
When you think about it. Everything technically is energy. And if our physics says, what's the law? Law of conservation of mass.
Yeah.
No energy is created or destroyed. Just changed. If your consciousness is really just energy, I don't know if you go into another.
But could you go into like growing?
Here's the thing.
Growing the trees?
Time is just a construct. I believe you just come back as someone else. And we're all the same thing, the same energy, living at all the same time.
Well, man, we've said it before. Everything's just like, you are just pretty much the universe.
That's why you all feel connected. That's why you fucking hate people, because the people you hate, the people you really fucking hate, it's because you look at them and you're like,
that's me.
There's a little bit of me in you, you motherfucker. And that's the part of me I hate. Yeah. And that's a big part of you.
I think you die, you die. Your candle gets blown out and it's gone.
The universe created consciousness somehow. Consciousness
candle
is you.
Candle burned out long before. Legends everywhere.
No.
The universe
creates itself. You are the universe. I don't know if you become someone else, but you like that part of you, I don't think ever dies. Well, really, does anything really die if it just changes?
Just
your organic cells die.
I don't know, man. I think everyone feels connected because we're all the same energy. And your consciousness is running like, I'm going to one day, it's going to be awesome. I'm going to live in Zelly's life, slaying girls in grade 8. One time.
Nine, boys.
Grade nine.
And then, you know, that'll be my life one time. But for this, I'm stuck in this one. So I got to.
It's not, grade nine's not a good time.
Let me tell you
anybody.
Guys,
not for any of us.
Let me tell you guys, when you guys come through this body, you're in for a rough ride.
The post pizza shop, Braden.
Oh man, rough. You know what I found out it was? I always blamed the pizza shop.
Movie theater?
For me getting fat. And it wasn't. It was the fucking movie theater. Because I recently found out that a large popcorn is like 1,000 calories.
You ate three large popcorns.
And I would crush fucking popcorn.
Did you ever double oil them?
All the time, dude.
Yeah.
Double oiling them, double salt.
Yeah, we used to do that.
Butter them up.
Smarties, throw some Smarties in there.
M&Ms.
Yeah,
I was like, I was probably crushing like over 2,000 calories a night working at the theater.
Two years straight.
Yeah. I was like, that's when.
Well, that coupled with the point where you didn't really work out there for a while. Yeah,
that was the fat Braden. I should find.
I didn't. Like, he didn't work out until fucking like I met you very recently.
Three or four years ago.
I worked out with Zell a little bit. Like, every now and then, like, you'd go to the gym, I'd come with you every now
and
then.
Yeah, but when this...
A couple times.
When this fucking guy came back from Thailand, I was like, okay.
Time to...
Dude, I was slim when I came back from Thailand. I was a fucking butterball when I went to Thailand.
Well, yeah, and then you started getting back to Butterball Braden.
Butterball Braden after Thailand.
Yeah, yeah. You started...
Just because you came back to Western food, which is higher calorie.
Delicious.
Weren't working. They were just fucking being.
But now look at him. Now he's a beast.
Yeah. Yeah.
With bad
brick
knee.
Shit house.
Beast with a bad knee.
As a unit.
Yeah. You were so rattled at that.
I think people called you a unit on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then someone put an alien head on. I was like, that's way better.
Yeah. That's a
alien Braden.
My friend Freddy Fingerbanger on Instagram.
Freddy Fingerbanger.
Yeah. He is.
The wizard on the Photoshop.
Let me tell you something. He lives in Nanaimo. And if you ever are in anywhere on Vancouver Island, any listeners on Vancouver Island, you want a fucking good time, you want to go out for a night and have a fucking blast, go on Instagram, look up Freddy Fingerbanger, add him as a friend, and say Braden from this podcast sent you.
Wait, you know this guy?
Yeah, he's a fucking gem, dude.
You know him before the podcast or through the podcast?
I know him through just living up north.
Cool.
I've heard some stories. Yeah, he's a fucking beauty.
He's a beauty. He's hilarious. And you're going to have a good time and you're going to get 1,000 stories from going out with this guy for one night. He fucking knows everyone and it's going to be wild. So look, Freddy Fingerbanger.
Boom.
You can add him on Instagram. He's pretty funny.
There you go.
What do you guys think of Native American / First Nation people reference sky people in some of their stories? Aliens? # look it up.
Yep.
From Ryan Morgan. Yeah, 100%. Even when like the Egyptians and shit, they point to people like coming down in ships. You're like, what else could that be?
It's
realistically,
scientifically, it's just like you're just talking about.
Oh,
who's
shit.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right. Hold on. Before we announce anything, I really want to practice my Byron impression one more time. So someone
said you did a really good Byron impression.
Someone said that I did a spot on Byron impression and we just thought that Byron was probably in studio. So do we need to take a break here to?
Oh no, the mic's on, I think. Byron, just grab a chair.
Excellent.
There's no microphones. You got to just listen to your, just use your normal ears.
Yeah.
No, headphones.
You can have mine sooner than later anyways.
Oh, the power hour's almost over. We got
Mulder or Scully? Scully!
Scully. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I would.
Babe.
Yeah. Dude, she has gotten.
I think she's more of a babe now.
Yeah, she's gotten better with age, man. Gillian Anderson. Byron
brings in a gigantic beer.
Yeah. Good for you.
I'm going to say Mulder.
In a sweat. Are you wearing no shirt under that sweatsuit? Oh, you are. Yeah, oh, that's too bad. That's too bad.
I've been better no shirt. Yeah, grab that drum stool.
But that's just because I got to give him a shout out back to Red Shoe Diaries.
That's true.
I had a lot of firsts with fucking.
You always forget that's him. It's so weird.
I'll never forget.
Byron, your microphone. There's a microphone lying right there. You have to hold it though. With you. Yeah. Is it working?
Do we need to get him a headset or anything?
Are we good?
I don't know. When's
Hold on. Zell's going to figure it out. Hold on. Let's get another question here. Yeah, Byron, someone said. How does Braden do such spot on impressions? His Byron impression is spot on. I was like, I don't think I've ever done one.
Not from memory. I don't remember you saying anything.
No. Well, I would have never done it in front of you.
Well, let's fucking hear it.
I would have done it. I would have done it making fun of you while you were here.
Well, I wasn't here.
let's fucking hear it.
I don't even know how to start.
Just give her.
Let's Byron, what's something you would say?
Yeah. You gotta get another buddy frothy from the Canadian fridge.
I do. You talk too fast. I can't even say that.
As long as it's not put another shrimp on the Barbie. That's all.
That's probably what I said. No lie.
Put another shrimp on the Barbie.
I was like, oh, I love Byron.
Is that
put
working,
another Zell? Shrimp on the Barbie.
I'm good. Sweet.
Let's see. Hold on. I want the newest comments first. I'm getting a lot of comments here.
I saw some comments from the post. Yesterday from, no, it must have been Friday, I was wondering where Byron was, gone missing. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's what he looks like. I don't know if that was a compliment or a dig.
Dude, and then everyone else was making fun
just
of...
getting stuck into you.
Yeah, everybody else is getting roasted.
Like, everyone else is getting roasted.
Apparently, man. I lost a contest. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. I was like, Jessica, I was like, God damn, Andrew lost my bet? I was like, what bet did he lose?
Yeah, I don't know. I probably did lose a bet, but I don't know which one.
What color are Braden's pants? Asking for a friend.
Midnight blue.
Midnight blue.
Skin tone.
Really make my eyes pop.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard anything about the Gushikin House property in Kelowna being haunted?
Oh, that's the Father Pandozzi.
Oh, yeah.
The laneway in front of the old cedar trees.
That's Gushikin Father Pandozzi, right?
I think so.
This is from Desiree Ellingson. We have a fan from Kelowna that none of us know personally.
There's more people in Kelowna that listen, I think, than we know, for sure.
It's hilarious when people on Facebook message me and be like, man, I just realized that you're on a podcast I listen to. It's fucking hilarious.
No one
of my like good buddies, it was one of them, which is fucking
hilarious. After the fact?
Yeah, like I played football with this guy for years. Good buddy of mine, fucking spent a lot of time with him, and he's like, fucking weird, man. I'm like, yeah, that is pretty weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Gushikin House property in Kelowna. Well, I've never heard that.
Father Pandozzi.
It's Father Pandozzi, I think.
No, oh, is that that farmhouse?
Yeah,
like way out there.
Old...
It's up in, but like
by kind of by your
mom's place. Mom's house. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
No. Yeah, we were talking about that the night of the when we tried to do that.
We talked
Ouija
about going
board
there.
Yeah, yeah. I talked about. I thought that'd
that
be a good
night.
Place.
Yeah.
We could try that one though. Mm. People want us to do another Ouija board.
I'm down.
Yeah, as he shakes his head, no.
I'm down.
Just get another bottle of Jim for
Honey Jack.
Oh, I was fucking
Jack.
Drunk.
That with the
Holy
caffeine pills and whatever
fuck.
Else you're on.
ECA stack.
Yeah. Oh.
Thinning out my blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. Thin.
Have you guys heard of the Planetary Activation Organization? Their mission is to prepare the world for first contact with the Galactic Federation.
What?
They're pretty weird, but be prepared. Their website is beautifully awful and is full of content.
Is that run by Tom DeLong? Or?
I don't know.
Fuck.
I've never heard of it. We're going to have to look that up.
The Planetary Activation Organization.
PAO.
The Galactic Federation, like fucking Star Wars?
I guess.
No,
so.
That's Star Trek, isn't it?
I don't fucking know, man. I don't know how any of this stuff works.
Galactic Federation.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's more Star Trek.
Yeah, I don't...
Whatever it is.
What about Loch Ness monsters
so.
Or other aquatic beasts?
Real.
Buddy, we got one here.
Got one here.
Ogopogo.
Yeah.
Ogopogo.
Ogopogo.
Hey, me and Dan did a ATT Confidential where we talked about just lake monsters. So, who is this? Lance Lynch. Get on our Patreon because I don't know if we've released it yet, but me and Dan talk about sea serpents and other monsters, and the amount of pogos in Canada is
a lot of pogos.
Is ridiculous. They've got a fucking Manapogo, fucking Ogopogo, Saskapogo. I was like, Ogopogo's not even original. It's fucking, there's pogos everywhere.
There you go.
All these pogos the lakes are all connected by underground tunnels, people say.
Yeah.
And it's just a big network of family.
Pogos.
These pogos.
Just one pogo.
Just one pogo, multiple lakes.
Yeah.
Across
what if it, or the tentacles coming out in each one.
Could be. Oh, it's just a massive beast.
Just stuck.
The Kraken.
Or it's a large sturgeon.
Well,
I've heard stories that there's sturgeon that like bigger than humans. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, but no one's ever caught one.
No, people have caught
big
ass sturgeons.
What, 280 meters deep in its deepest part?
I think it might be a rumor.
Really?
I don't think that. Ooh. No one's ever pulled one up, I don't think.
Doug said he's mate. Doug Work.
Yeah, Doug's a liar.
Basically.
Fucking Doug. Grumpy Doug.
Think
Grumpy
of Billy Bob Doug. Thornton. Okay?
Yeah,
when I first moved here and I started working with him, I just like, straight away was like, that's Billy Bob Thornton. Just an angry old man. Anyway, he had a mate that used to go scuba diving around near the bridge here in Kelowna and said he was doing it until he started seeing fish the size of himself.
No, he probably just saw the statue of the Ogopogo in the bottom of the lake.
Could be.
Fuck.
Dude, Doug is so fun to work with.
Oh, he
Doug,
great.
I used to work. I used to work construction with Doug, and Doug's just so fucking miserable all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy who has hated his job since he was like 20, and he kept going to piss other people off.
He stayed working
and
just to aggravate other people.
Yeah, and like now,
I love it.
He doesn't even retire. He's just like, no, I just like coming in and just fucking. chewing people out.
Just annoying the shit out of people.
No one, like, everyone loves Doug, but no one respects him getting mad, so everyone just gives it back to him twice as hard as he gets it.
Yeah.
And he's fucking rattled. Oh, Byron's just turned up. Were we having issues with Byron before?
He just wasn't through the headphones.
Okay, well, that's all good then. If you could call Bohemian Grove, what would you ask the person on the other end of the telephone? Can I come? That's what I ask. Can I come? Where's our invite?
Oh, yeah, how are you supposed to know what's going on there if you don't actually go?
Yeah. So I can I come?
I think you can. Maybe you can go if you have like fucking $20,000 a plate or whatever it is.
A plate? Like there's a dinner?
There's like a whole week party. Ooh, yeah. You got to pay like 20 grand or something.
You're
going to
eat fucking orphans and have a giant orgy.
We haven't really talked about Bohemian Grove, but it's pretty much the world's elite go.
I don't know.
World's
man.
Elite males go to this Bohemian Grove in California and do weird shit.
Alex Jones went there and he's never been the same ever since.
He posted those couple of videos and corrupted him to the core.
We got Zach right here. What's each of your favorite bands?
Oh, you can't answer that. One band?
God, one band. I can't do that. I can give you a list.
Lucky Monkey?
Oh, wow.
nice.
Wow.
Lucky Monkey, Spotify.
Stole the show.
Lucky Monkey, Spotify, Tidal, any streaming service. Well, LuckyMonkeyMusic.com, Lucky Monkey Music on Facebook, Instagram.
Just to give you, like, right now, Zelly's wearing a Red Hot Chili Pepper shirt.
Good band.
I'm wearing. You got a Kiss one, huh?
I got a fucking Kiss shirt on. Like, there's some fucking music fans here.
Let's do current favorite. What do you listen to right now?
I'm on a huge Every Time I Die kick right now.
Okay.
You know what though? But like for me, if honestly, it's really tough to give you a favorite band, but the band that's changed my life the most is Metallica.
I can give you one. My favorite band that I've listened to probably the longest and come back to the most, Tragically Hip.
100%. Oh, that's a good
Canadian
good
classic
call.
Right
yeah,
there.
I fucking love every song. I always come back to
rest them. In peace to Gord.
Yeah,
fucking rights. R.I.P. Gord.
We got some more. We got any more beers?
We got more beer, but we got to end this one pretty quick and do that. We got a second one coming.
Oh yeah,
up.
Yeah. All good.
One I've been listening to a fair bit at the moment, and with school as well, just playing in the gym with the kids and stuff, is DJ Hot Dub Time. Hot Dub Time Machine.
I was really hoping you were going to say something didgeridoo.
Wait, is that the guy who,
Xavier Rudd?
Wait, is that the guy who just does like big mashups?
Yep. But he does like time, like he starts like in the 1960s and goes through. It's one of the best
changing music.
Just mixing up, yep. And he actually does a lot of podcasts and stuff as well. Like his history knowledge of music is really deep too. So it's
a
not
big
just
fan of music.
Yeah, he does all podcasts and stuff and interviews and research about history of music and that sort of thing too. So it's not just some guy out there mashing music together. He actually has a lot of knowledge behind all the stuff he does, which is good.
But realistically, you really like Men at Work. That's got to be your favorite, right? It has to be.
Not bad.
I think I'm going with current bands. Well, new Rival Sons album just came out. Failed Roots.
That's fucking good.
Man, I like how they record it. It sounds so live.
They fucking rock.
Like, Rival Sons are just fucking awesome.
They fucking rock.
They're like a weird mix between like old blues and like modern rock.
Okay.
Modern hard rock.
Okay, if we're talking about recent shit, like what am I listening to right now?
Yeah, like right now.
Oh, buddy. Fucking Black Pistol Fire.
Oh, I was just going to say them too.
Black Pistol Fire?
Ever since we went to their show.
Oh my God. I honestly, I get a fucking erection every time. That shit goes. Suffocation Blues. My neck was sore for a week.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great show.
You know what I mean? A two-man band made me fucking break my neck at a live concert.
He was so good, man.
Like, oh, dude. I was fell in love with the man that night.
You know what I love about the bands like that? Where they don't say a word. They come out like, hey, we're Black Pistol Fire from Toronto, Ontario, wherever they're from. Somewhere on
Texas. Well, they're from Toronto, but they play at a fucking Texas.
And then that's all they say. And then they just play for 2 hours straight.
Yeah, but that's not even the most rock star thing they did. The end of their set, at the end of the encore, the fucking lead singer of the band reaches out, grabs a chick's hand from the front of the stage, pulls her up on stage and fucks off.
Yeah.
And the chick was a rocket.
Yeah.
He could have grabbed my arm. I would have went with him.
Yeah, exactly.
100%. I would have went with him 100%.
All right.
Yeah, we got some.
Tough gig.
All right. This is for everyone here. This is from Kimbo. Darth Vader, Harry Potter, Mr. Conspiracy. Fuck one, marry one, kill one.
Oh, man.
Kill Mr. Conspiracy.
Obviously.
Fuck Darth Vader, I guess. He's a robot. It's probably, you know.
Oh, he's probably got
I'd say marry Darth Vader and Fuck Harry Potter. He should be pretty tight still.
Jesus.
Welcome back, Byron.
I've almost finished my beer. It's like
Harry Potter in number 7 when he's 18 or 19, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay.
But
if it's current, Harry Potter's in his 40s now, at least.
Yeah. No, he's our age.
No, he's old. Remember when they like skip time?
Oh, okay,
like,
okay.
Because right, yeah. So.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Byron picks Harry Potter.
He's got a thing for the tight ones. That's good.
It'd be magical.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Here or not.
Oh, that's good.
It's not fucking with any muggles. Let's make a mug blood.
Yeah. Oh, terrible. We've got a whole bunch of questions here.
Start firing them off. Let's go.
They're not as good as that one.
Rapid fire.
Brady Barrow, what idea for a new sci-fi alien movie would you want to see done?
Well, interdimensional aliens for sure. Something really cool like that.
Oh, man. Yeah. I fucking love time travel.
They don't travel here through space. They travel here through dimensions. That's the coolest
way. That's cool. Yeah, I can get into that.
What was that one when the guy goes through the wall and there's the shadows?
Uh-oh.
We got some people showing up now.
Fuck yeah.
You remember Cody? Cody was freezing. Right. We got to wrap this one up.
Yeah, let's wrap this one. Let's do one last question before we wrap this one up and get into what's the meaning of this.
Number 11.
This is a good one, I thought. Brandon Ballman, do you think different breeds of aliens came together and dropped off all of their kind of breed, us, in brackets, here on Earth, just to see if we can learn to adapt and come together as one, but we continue to stay separate, and the aliens just come to see how we are doing from time to time? Well, that's him. He's saying, like, I'm guessing the different, like, he's like
races,
race war. No, I definitely do think we are alien though, because we're the only thing that doesn't live with the habitat. Like, we fucking destroy everything. There's never been anything else on this planet that fucking destroys
that
like
we know
do.
Of.
Yeah, well,
that's true.
Very true. Very true that we know of. But like any animal, anything else other than humans just coexists with everything. We do fucking not.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
We're
beasts. Fuck you.
We'll fucking eat anything. We'll kill anything. We'll do whatever. We're fucking weird ass hyper apex predator.
We'll
insane.
Fuck anything.
It's true.
It's
Harry Potter.
It's
true.
It's crazy. It's true.
Yeah.
We will.
No, it's
anything,
right.
Man.
Yeah.
The dead, whatever. It doesn't matter. We're fucked.
Someone's got a thing for everything.
We're crazy. Yeah. Anyways, let's wrap this power hour up. We've got some other business to do. Anyways, good times. As we always say, well, sorry, as Parcast, Extraterrestrial likes to say at the end of their podcast.
Whoa. We had Parcast. We did an ad on Parcast. It wasn't an ad. It was a swap.
Yeah.
On the next show, they said, keep those eyes on the sky.
So you guys swap fucking catchphrases or
what? And then know what I did? I was like, oh, wait, buddy. Emailed him right away. I was like, hey, I noticed on your most recent episode that you say the same thing we say at the end of our episode. We had some fans be a little bit upset about it. And they're like, oh, I swear it's just coincidence. It won't happen again. So it won't happen again.
Yeah. Or we seem fucking break some knees, man. Right? We didn't fucking around that shit.
So, Parcast, we're coming for you.
Yeah, I got to think of something else. Keep those eyes on these buys. All right, guys. Keep those eyes on the skies. Right, thanks.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.